USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Santa Rosa police have a suspect in custody in this morning's shooting at Ridgeway High School in Northern California. The male suspect was seen being put in handcuffs about 90 minutes after another man was shot on or near the continuation campus just after 9 o'clock local time. Police are calling this an isolated incident, and the male victim was reported as hospitalized with a stomach wound. Nearby Santa Rosa High and Santa Rosa JC are still on lockdown as the search for a weapon continues. The White House is explaining President Trump's tweet calling a House impeachment inquiry as a lynching. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley says the president is not comparing what happened to him with one of the darkest moments in American history.
93% of the news coverage against him is negative. Let's talk about what the president's actually done for the African American community.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The government's road safety agency says traffic deaths fell slightly for the second straight year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is attributing a 2.4% drop in fatalities in 2018, partially to new technology that can prevent crashes. A total of 36,560 people did die, though. The agency says the downward trend, though, continues into 2019, with first half estimates showing fatalities down by 3.4% through the first half of this year. But pedestrian deaths rose 3.4%, and the number of people killed on bicycles and other pedaled vehicles went up by 6.3%.
A federal judge ruled on Tuesday that the city of Chicago's case against actor Jussie Smollett can move forward. The city is suing Smollett for $130,000 after he claims he was the victim of a hate crime when police determined that was a hoax. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As the pro-democracy protests continue in Hong Kong, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri was over in Hong Kong visiting for 2 days. Now he urged the protesters to be as nonviolent as possible and claimed that the city is sliding into a police state at the end of his visit. He joins Fox News with what else he saw over in Hong Kong.
The government there in Hong Kong, which is not elected, by the way, this is a pro-Beijing government, essentially installed by Beijing, continues to suspend the right to protest. They won't grant protest permits. They're using violent tactics, brutal tactics, to disperse the protesters. They won't submit to the right to vote. Hong Kong is becoming a police state, and that's bad news for us because we know what China's capable of. They've been ripping us off our jobs for years.
What can we do about it?
Well, we've got to stand up and keep the pressure up. You know, President Trump having the trade pressure on China has actually helped Hong Kong. It's actually helped keep Beijing in check. We've got to continue to keep pressure up, say, we're not just going to watch Hong Kong get steamrolled, because next it'll be Taiwan, and then it'll be the region. And we know what China wants to ultimately do is shut us out of the region and take away all of our jobs, our ability to trade.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News. Lawyers for longtime President Trump advisor Roger Stone have lost an effort to overturn a gag order on Stone. A federal appeals court rejected Stone's petition, but did not close the door on resurrecting the challenge. Stone is facing criminal charges of witness tampering and lying to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.